We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
How do you guys feel today?
Good.
Good. Nobody sleepy or hungry or grumpy or...
No.
Well, you guys probably don't have times when you're angry, do you?
Yeah, we do.
When I was younger, I would get angry if I couldn't really have my way. So my mom would tell me to go pray about it up in my room.
I get angry because sometimes I can't sleep over my sister's house because she lives really far away and I can never see her. So my mom usually says, no, I can't sleep over her house.
Uh-oh. And so you get angry there.
Well, if my sister comes in my room, then I'll get really mad.
What do you say?
Get out right now!
Ah! You raise your voice probably too, don't you?
Well, sometimes if you have a friend with you that's not a Christian, you have to really think even more about it because you're witnessing to them with everything you do. So if you get really mad, then that's witnessing to them.
That's a good point too, yeah. Well, our emotions play a big part in how we can serve the Lord, just like Emily said. Have you ever thought, though, about asking God for help when you're having a bad day, when you're feeling angry or when things don't go your way? Have you thought about it?
Yes.
Yeah, because He's always there for us.
God loves me.
God loves me.
In the morning.
In the morning.
And God loves me.
God loves me.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
And God loves me.
God loves me.
In the nighttime.
In the nighttime.
God loves me.
God loves me.
All the time. song.
So clap your hands and sing praise to His name. Hallelujah.
God loves me.
God loves me.
All the time.
All the time.
And God loves me.
Sing praise to His name, hallelujah.
For
God loves you,
all the time,
so clap your hands, and sing praise to His name, hallelujah.
For
God loves you,
all the time,
all the time.
Well, today we're talking about feelings. And you know, God has feelings too.
Does God get angry?
Sure, He gets angry. If we do something wrong or if we turn away from Him, God can get angry. And we can read about a time when God was very angry in the book of Exodus.
The people of Israel had been given so much. God brought them out of a life of slavery in Egypt. And God had been with them every day, giving them all they needed.
God told Moses what to tell His people.
This is what you are to tell the people of Israel.
You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession.
The people all responded, "We will do everything the Lord has said."
So Moses left to do God's book.
The people were waiting for His return.
After a while, they wondered where He was.
They thought that Moses might be dead.
They thought that He deserted them.
That made them nervous.
They forgot the promise they had made to the Lord.
They turned away from the Lord.
The people put all their jewelry and gold together and built a golden calf to worship.
They were worshiping this golden idol and dancing when Moses returned.
When Moses approached the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, his anger burned and he threw the tablets out of his hands, breaking them into pieces at the foot of the mountain.
And he took the calf they made, and he burned it in the fire.
Then he ground it into powder.
Then he scattered it on the water.
And he made the Israelites drink it.
Do you think Moses was angry?
Yeah.
I think so. And you think God was angry, too?
Yeah.
I think He was, too. Even after this, though, God still used these people. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to the thousands, and forgiving wickedness and rebellion and sin. Let's read more about anger in God's Word.
In the book of James, we read that everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires.
Jesus got angry. He turned over the tables of the money changers when they were working in the temple.
He had a reason. They were using the temple, a holy place, for something unholy.
But Jesus was without sin. In Scripture we read, "Do not sin in your anger."
And as Christians, we're called to be different. Try to be like Jesus.
Do everything without complaining.
Do everything without arguing.
So that you can be blameless and pure children of God.
Do everything without complaining.
Do everything without complaining, do everything without arguing, so that we may become blameless and pure.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Father, teach us to be like you, to be different than the rest of the world, those who don't know your ways. We need your help. It's hard sometimes, but if we turn to you in those hard times, you'll always be there for us. Thank you for all of the lessons you give us in your holy word. You speak to us through each page. Thank you for being a gracious God, slow to anger and quick to forgive. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God keeps on forgiving us.
He gives us another chance and another chance.
But that doesn't mean we can keep on doing wrong things.
He wants us to turn away from our sin,
to obey him and keep his laws.
That's all the time that we have for today. You guys aren't angry about that, are you?
No.
And you know what? We want to say thank you to Jamie for being here with us. We have a new Jamie today, in case you noticed. It wasn't the same. We had Jamie who's been with us for 3 years, and now we have a new Jamie. How old are you, Jamie?
9.
And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a soccer player, and I'm a homeschooler.
Okay, so you study at home, and I know something else about you, too, that someone told me. Maybe you can tell me whether I'm right or wrong. But don't get angry with me if I'm wrong, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you like to sing?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why he's with us. He's going to sing with us, too. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. But we have learned a lot in this lesson, haven't we? And we've learned one thing, too, that we can't do it on our own. We need to really pray about it and turn to God's word for help, and also for others. Others can help us, too. And remember,
sometimes we get mad.
Sometimes we even get angry.
Look to God for help. Be slow to anger.
Don't sit in your anger.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.